Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It just doesn't look right. Now, is this a blip or a minor step in a long journey? Yeah, probably. But right now, it doesn't look good. I think there's a lot of guys trying to find themselves, find their role. I think there's some things that are new and out of whack. Clay returning has kind of changed some of the rotations. Some guys, coincidentally, have hit slumps in the road. I think the absence of Draymond Green looms large over everything. And that's kind of the biggest caveat. But it just doesn't look good right now, Bonta. His body language looks a little off. And when you're not playing well, the body language is always going to be critiqued. And that's going to be something that's going to look off when you're not hitting shots. It's going to look lethargic. It's going to look ugly. The defense doesn't look good right now. I mean, obviously, you're missing your best defender. Bonta just doesn't look good right now. And I'm a little worried. I'm not fully worried. This isn't Andre Nikitina situation critical.
Wait, this isn't Sam Franceschi worried?
No, but like the reality is I'm looking at Steph's body of work. And although he's still on Steph Curry level, like I'm judging on Steph Curry level. I'm not judging him on Chioza level. Like he's still outstanding compared to the rest of the league. But on Steph Curry's level, he's a slight, tiny little ever so tick down from the level that he was playing at last year. I think that's fair to say out loud. Now, that doesn't mean he's still not awesome. He's incredible. He's just a little less efficient than he was last year. He's a little less efficient. And then I look at Klay Thompson. He's working himself in. Like, Let's throw Klay to the side. He's working himself in. But the other guy who's really important to their offense is Jordan Poole. And right now, I don't know what's going on with Jordan. I think he's a little lost. I think the rotations, him coming off the bench, he's trying to find his groove. He's still a really young player in the league. He hasn't put together a full year or a body of work that I can rely on. Like, oh, you know, he'll regress back to what his average is, or he'll go back to his means. Like, I don't know what his means is right now. I think he's a really good player. I think he's still ascending. I think right now is a tough time for him, and I want to see him bust out of this.
All right, so a lot there to unpack.
And there's more. There's length and issues, and the Bucks are just a bad matchup right now.
Let me get in there. Let's start with Steph Curry, because there's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah.
Steph Curry is, if you take away the season where the Warriors won 15 games, was that 2019, 2020? Mm-hmm. Steph Curry played 5 games that year, so I'm going to throw that out the window.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Right now, he's shooting a career low, 38.4% from the 3-point line, and a career low, 42% from the floor. So, am I worried about it? Not necessarily, but I do question the shot selection at times. I think he needs to get to the cup more and get some easy buckets.
I'm with you.
Pull up for the mid-range. Right now, he's averaging 20 field goal attempts a game, Shasky. 13 are from the 3-point line. I think that's a couple too many.
That's a career high with three-point attempts.
So get some easy buckets. Get to the lane. Get to the rack.
We're judging on the Curry scale, right? Yeah, you agree, right? I'm not judging on like the average NBA player scale. I'm judging on Steph is one of the top 5 players in the league, top 3 players in the league. That's the scale I'm judging him on.
All right, so yeah, of course, because a lot of players will take 38% from the 3-point line and 42% from the field. So Steph Curry's struggling a bit. Klay Thompson trying to find his way back.
Yes,
the one thing I told you I was worried about is how it affects Wiggins' aggressiveness. Now, Wiggins last night was 16 points, 6 of 11, but he's still trying to find his way with Klay Thompson. So he's kind of floating around Klay Thompson's kind of shot hunting. Yeah. And Klay looks a little stiff, especially defensively. I saw him get blown by like 3 times yesterday on the defensive end.
I'm worried about.
He's got a lot of work to do. It may not come back till next season. Heck, it may not come back at all. So
they're
in a rut right now. But here's the deal. James Wiseman had arthroscopic surgery in December. And so we had Dr. Narayan Pandya on the postgame show.
He looked
last
sharp.
Night. Oh, yeah. He looked really good. Really dapper.
Boy, by the way, he made an appearance with us. He had like 1,000 followers. This is about a year ago. This dude is like the
10,000
go-to doctor dude, now in the world of sports.
He's got 10,000 followers, and he's got a check mark now.
And Willard and Dibbs just straight swooped guy.
Well, I told him that between commercials. I said, hey, Dr. Narayan Pandya, remember that the Morning Roast put you on. It was us who put you on, doctor. Oh, I know, man. I said, you're cheating on us, man. You're cheating on us with Willard and Dibbs.
I know.
You're a roaster, Dr. Narayan Pandya. You're not a Willard and Dibbs guy.
Well, you got to understand, by Wednesday at about 11:29, they're running out of steam. They need Dr. Narayan to come
I'm not
going to
go there. I'm not going to go there.
I'm just teasing them. They know I love them.
I'm not going to go there. But Wiseman, he said that Wiseman had long, he worried about Wiseman long term.
Why?
Because these knees tend to blow up here and there, and he's a big man. He's already had some major operations here, so I'm not going to freak out about it.
What was if people weren't watching last night? I was, but what explain to people what the assessment was from Dr. Narayan last night when you asked him? You know, like, is he coming back this year?
Right.
Where is he at right now?
Well, he said he should be fine coming back this year.
Okay,
and even if he gets back, say 8 weeks away from the playoffs, he should be able to still have an impact on his basketball team. He cited Russell Westbrook, who had the same situation, meniscus injury, had to clean up with the arth by training camp. And Russell Westbrook ended up dropping all those I mean, he was still Russell Westbrook with KD and Serge Ibaka. So, short term, he said, it's no worries here short term. He should be fine coming back and fitting in. But yesterday it proved that if they play Milwaukee, if they play the Brooklyn Nets, that's a bad matchup because interior defense and interior offense is non-existent.
Yeah.
I told you, Bobby Portis and Giannis is a damn good front court. It's a damn good front court.
Delusionally confident.
Dude, Bobby Portis pucked Bielitsa, pucked Looney. I mean, he was in his bag last night, and Giannis was just doing Giannis things. I mean, he got Looney into foul trouble a minute, 2 seconds into the basketball game, and it was 16-4, and it was like, yeah, this might be a long night.
Well, and let's because the Bucks are a unique matchup. I think they give almost 28 teams unfair advantage.
They're the defending champs.
Exactly. Like so let's look at some of the other guys. Like Bielitsa has been kind of rocky for a couple of months now. I mean, quite frankly, Otto Porter Jr. was excellent to start the season. He's in a rough patch right now, and it's coincided, I think, with the rest of the team's rough patch. He's missing a bunny. He's not shooting the same percentage from three. I think it's just a little lull in the season.
Right.
Andre Iguodala started off on fire this year. Since returning from the injury, he's been kind of hot and cold, right?
Like,
and I expect that from Iggy because, let's be real, Iggy is playoff time. Like, that's what we're worried about with Andre Iguodala. I'm not worried about him during the regular season.
Right.
So let's throw him to the side. Damian Lee has been erratic, I think, since his hot start to start the year. Kevon Looney, there's just certain matchups he's not going to be able to win. And last night is one of them, for example. Although I think Kevon's had a really good year. I mean, anybody that's complaining about Kevon Looney, like, come on, man. Like, you got to understand what his role is on this team. The big one for me, and this is where I think I'm the most worried. Forget Wiseman.
Right.
If they're going to win a championship this year, it all is centered around the big three in terms of where can Clay get to at some point, right? Because you're expecting him to be a big importance. But I would throw Jordan Poole into the Clay thing. One of those two has to be red hot. I don't care which one, Poole or Clay. And then Draymond Green's calf. Like, what the heck's going on with the calf?
The calf could be – he could be back by the homestead. But look, Draymond Green, Warriors are now, 3-5 without Draymond Green this season. He's had to help the safety protocols, has some nicks and bruises, and he's an older player than his age.
Well, that's the thing I'm worried about. The big three have a lot of mileage, Bonte.
They have a lot of mileage here, and that's something to be concerned with here down the stretch. Now, they want to get back into the playoffs, and when you get into a series, they can think their way through a series. There's no doubt about that. But Draymond Green's an older 31. An older 31. He turns 32, heck, March 4th. So,
and he plays hard. He
plays hard.
There's
plays
no other way. Like, he has to play hard.
And he begs. So, you know, look, let's be honest. 30-11 in the first half of the season.
Sign me up.
They've overachieved.
No
doubt. Let's
be real.
We didn't think they would be 30-11. What can they be in the second half of the season? Can they be 29-15? Can they be – that doesn't even matter. 29-16.
Ponte, they win another 25 games. They're at 55, right? Like, I mean, come on. Right. Like, anything over, like, 55 is, like, come
gravy.
On.
That's gravy.
Come on.
That's gravy.
They're still on target to win 60-plus games. The sky's not falling.
And
I'm just
thing.
A little concerned. That's
and,
all.
And one more thing. Whenever they lose these games, it's the same old Steve Kerr put stuff on the ball.
Don't even start.
Steve Kerr, your rotations. Your rotations are fine. You're not going to have a set rotation until Draymond gets back.
How many losses do they have?
11.
Okay. All 11 losses are Steve Kerr's fault, if you listen to people on Twitter, okay? What about the 30 wins? Who gets credit for that?
It's Steph Curry.
They're overcoming Steve Kerr at every single turn. Okay, lineups, minute allocation, the way they play offense, like, not every coach is going to have every skill down pat at all times, right?
Right.
We all agree that Steve Kerr's best skills and best attributes are communication,
right.
Working on the relationships, how to work with his team. He's not going to be picture perfect on every single rotation, right? He's a great coach. Right now, I think he's coach of the year, right? Look at what this team did last year.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think you're looking at the coach of the year this year. So, like, anybody that wants to rip Steve Kerr, like, I'm sorry. I'm just not going to listen to you. I'm out on that.
And the whole stuff on the ball. Well, if he's on the ball, teams are blitzing him. They're doubling him and taking the ball out of his hands. So at the end of the day, you got to give the other team credit. You got to give them – they get paid too. Wesley Matthews was in Steph Curry's grill yesterday.
Yeah,
sometimes you just have those nights.
I'm glad you brought up Wesley Matthews. I think the one thing that I'm not worried, but you know, one thing that I'm kind of noticing is that when you saw the Mikal Bridges matchup against Phoenix, it's like, okay, a skinny, long defender, you know, a guy who can get up in him and move laterally, that seems to be the thing that throws him off just a little, right? Just a little. We're talking about tiny percentage points to the left, right, whatever. And Matthews, you got to give him credit. I didn't know he could move like that. He moved great last night.
Dude, he didn't let Steph breathe even on dead ball situations.
Thank you.
I mean, he was in his grill. So, look, the Warriors are in a rut right now. They'll get out of it, but they've lost 4 or 5 on the road. No need to panic. They're number 2 in the Western Conference, a game behind the Phoenix Suns. And that concludes probably what will be our Warriors talk of the day. They gave up 77 points in the first half. Oh, my Lord. That's the most points they've given up in the half, in the first half. Since 62-63.
Can we just thank God that the Dallas Cowboys and the 49ers are playing this weekend? Because we would be in full panic mode as a fan base if we didn't have the Niners to distract us right now. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.